Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Cresco man has pleaded not guilty to breaking into a vehicle, but he's also accused of stealing at least three vehicles within a two-week period. Late last month, the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's help in locating 25-year-old Brandon Kimber, wanted on a variety of warrants. On March 7th, Kimber was apprehended by the Fayette County Sheriff's Office after he was found hiding in a trailer north of Claremont. The day before, Decorah police spotted Kimber in a stolen vehicle, but he got away after a short pursuit and he was charged with felony eluding. According to criminal complaints, Kimber stole a vehicle in Decorah on February 16th and another in Decorah on February 17th, both recovered in Postville. He faces two felony counts of second-degree theft and is scheduled for arraignment on March 26th in Winnesee County District Court. On February 26th, Kimber was accused of breaking into an impounded vehicle in Decorah, taking a black bag from the back seat and running off. He has since pleaded not guilty to third-degree burglary of a motor vehicle, second or subsequent offense, and possession of burglar tools, with his trial on those charges scheduled for May 8th. Kimber also faces a second-degree theft charge after he was accused of stealing a vehicle in Postville on February 4th. He's scheduled for arraignment on April 8th in Alameda County District Court. When authorities were searching for Kimber, the Howard County Sheriff's Office said they also wanted Kimber on a second-degree theft charge. Court records show Kimber has a lengthy list of criminal convictions for OWI, assault, second and third-degree theft, second and third-degree burglary, drug possession, and three times for operating a vehicle without owner's consent, all between 2018 and 2023. A Northeast Iowa man found guilty on charges related to a 2023 sexual assault continues to claim he is innocent and that he was set up by his alleged victim. In May of last year, 44-year-old Bjorn Luster of Cresco was accused of sexually assaulting a female victim, restraining her with duct tape and zip ties, and threatening to kill her while putting a muzzleloader gun to her head. Last October, a Howard County jury convicted him of first-degree kidnapping and second-degree sexual abuse. However, he still needed to be tried on three counts of possession of a firearm as a felon, plus one count of possession of an incendiary device, charges also stemming from last May's alleged incidents. That non-jury trial was conducted in January, and last month, a judge found Luster guilty on all four of the firearms-related charges. His overall sentencing date is now scheduled for April 15th. Meanwhile, Luster continues to file affidavits he claims refutes the alleged victim's account of what did or did not happen, as well as evidence he says can prove his innocence. In his latest filing on Monday, Luster claimed the victim and another subject set him up for false arrest last May so that they could steal from him. A former North Iowa resident has been found not guilty in the death of an Illinois man almost 7 years ago. 49-year-old Mason Shannon, formerly of Mason City, was arrested in September 2017 for the death of Michael Castelli of Ottawa, Illinois. Prosecutors said Castelli died after a struggle with Shannon and several other men at a Bonnie Plants facility. Court documents state Castelli died after Shannon put him in a chokehold. Shannon was convicted of involuntary manslaughter at a previous trial, but that verdict was overturned on appeal. A judge has now ruled Shannon not guilty because he was clearly acting to defend himself and others when Castelli died. The Gateway to Northeast Iowa Welcome Center in Nashua marked its 15th anniversary earlier this year.
First thing, it's a nice gift shop for our people. But number two, we've had a lot of compliments of people walking through, coming through. We have them from all over. We've had people from Canada. We even had one lady here from Germany one time. And it just provides a rest area for them. And we're told that we've had one of the cleaner rest areas I've ever seen in Iowa.
That's Ann Center, secretary to the Welcome Center's board of directors, who says the operation has survived the pandemic and other challenges to continue offering rental space for community activities and weddings while also hosting special events.
We're planning a tea on Mother's Day weekend. The summer, we're kind of just busy with travelers through. Of course, you know, we have our yearly Water Over the Dam days in June, but then we have a craft show coming up in September and December again, and hopefully some other activities throughout the year.
Center adds they've given the center's gift shop a makeover, and there's more painting in the works for the facility later this year. Center says state funding got the center started its first year, but it's owned by the city of Nashua and is run entirely by volunteers. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State men's basketball in the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones will take on the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State. Broadcast time 5:30, game time just after 6:30. Friday night, it's Iowa State women's basketball in the NCAA tournament against Maryland. Broadcast time 6 o'clock on 95.9 KCHA. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.